Right now, we'll be joined by Tino Galluzzo, of course, the Galluzzo's own, the White Gallery, which is located in beautiful Lakeville, Connecticut, almost right across from the post office. And they've got a couple of back-to-back openings coming up, starting with this weekend on Friday. It is Blue and Gold at the White. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Tino Galluzzo. Tino, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall, and how are you today?
I can't complain. You know, the sun's out. It's going to be a nice day, and we'll enjoy the sun while we have it.
I was going to say, I think we deserve a nice day, don't you?
Yeah, we're going to get to well, it's going to be nice tomorrow, and what's nice about that is it's going to be nice for your opening of Blue and Gold at the White tomorrow in between 5 and 7.
That's correct, at the gallery, and we've actually just finished hanging the show yesterday, and the judges came and did their judging. Well, of course, I don't know the results yet, but we'll be ready when everybody comes tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and they can enjoy unbelievable art, over 100 pieces of art created by the students at Hoosie. And the art includes sculpture and charcoals and acrylics and prints. It is just a potpourri of amazing art.
Now, tomorrow also, do you announce the winners of the jury show tomorrow during the grand opening?
Yeah, we usually do that around 6 o'clock and give the awards out. I think there are 4 or 5 of them this year. I don't know yet. The judges haven't given me their slips. They were there yesterday for, over an hour looking at all the work because there was a tremendous amount of work, Marshall. As a matter of fact, honestly, this is the first year that we could not handle all of the work that was presented. We really had to give priority to seniors, and we had to limit the number of pieces each student could have in the show, only because Warren and Janet showed up with 150 pieces, which was just not possible.
It's, you know, and what's great about this, and I keep emphasizing this every year we talk about it, this is a juried show. You know, it takes, first of all, you have to qualify to try to get in the show. Then you have to submit your paintings to get in the show. And then you are actually judged, like you said, by the judges. But also the students get to sell their artwork, keep most of the money, and then the rest of the money that's left over goes to benefit the art program.
Yeah, that's something that we've done from day one. Every piece is available for $100, and the students get $80. The program gets $20. Which that helps the program prepare the work for next year. This has been going on for, we believe it's our 14th or 15th year. We're really not certain. But it has been a wonderful journey. We're very excited every year to see what the students bring. And you know, Marshall, it's quite interesting. I don't know how many people realize the effectiveness of the art program at Hoosie, but I asked Warren to send me some information the other day, and five students from Housatonic Valley Regional High School received acceptances to the following schools: Maryland Institute of Art, Maine College of Art, School of Visual Arts, Ringling College, Savannah College of Art and Design, Fashion Institute of Technology, and Mass Art. That is incredible.
Well, especially when you look at there's only about 400 students at the school.
Correct. And you realize, I mean, these are fine schools. Ringling is a wonderful, wonderful art school, and obviously Savannah has, you know, become one of the top three, I think, in the last decade or so. And this, I think, comes from the students themselves, obviously having the talent and the ability and the desire to work in the field of art. But it also comes from having the encouragement, you know, from the art program. Warren and Janet do just a terrific job, and the fruits of their labors are up on the wall at our gallery.
And once again, now the show runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But Friday, of course, tomorrow night, Friday night, is the opening night from 5 till 7. What are the gallery hours for both Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday, we're going to be open from 11 to 4. And what we do is if you purchase a piece of art, you'll be able to pick it up Sunday after 3. So that everybody has the ability, you know, to take home the work almost immediately. I just don't want to take it down from the wall. If you love a piece of art on Friday, I don't want to have an empty space. So we ask that you come and pick it up on Sunday, and it works fine. I mean, it's a wonderful system. The students have the courage to have their work up on a wall in a professional gallery, looked at by hundreds of people over a period of time. I think that's terrific, and I'm so proud of what has happened to this little blue and gold at the White.
150 pieces of art.
Yeah, it was insane.
So now, what's also insane is that you put this show up, you have it this weekend, you immediately have to bring it down because your next opening is coming up with Helen Cantrell.
Yes, this is, you know, the timing is always interesting. The timing this year for the high school, because of their prom and other activities, we didn't have much of a choice other than to do it on this particular weekend. But that, what that does is it backs us up for the Helen Cantrell show, which is going to open next Friday. And we're doing it on a Friday night because it is a long weekend, and we believe that a lot of people will be coming up on Thursday. So we're opening on Friday from 5 to 8. And actually, we're hosting not only the opening of the show for Helen Cantrell, but we're also hosting a special event, which people will find out about when they get there.
Okay. Surprise, surprise. All right. But it must be kind of hectic for you guys to put up one show, take one show down, and pow, put up another show right away.
Yeah. Actually, someone asked why we keep our shows up for as long as we do, and that's exactly the reason. It takes us 8 weeks to recuperate.
Well, I think, you know, the blue and gold has really come a long way. I mean, I think back when I started talking to you about this, there was probably only maybe 30 or 40 pieces submitted to you.
You know what? I don't even remember the number. I do remember, actually, I think, I may be wrong, Marshall, but I think you 1 year, one of the first early years, you may have broadcast from there.
Oh, we did. Yeah, we did.
You know, and if you remember, it was basically one room.
Yeah, absolutely. It was one room. There's two things I remember about Blue and Gold at the White. I remember our broadcasting from there, and I remember the fire.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Where the Blue and Gold was then moved over to where the restaurant is now.
That's correct.
So the show went on like an all good.
Yeah, and nobody seemed to mind the permeated odor of smoke that we just couldn't do anything about.
but it really has turned into a nice harbinger of springtime, and also I think something for the students to look forward to and the art community, because you really get to see what the art department puts out at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, which is pretty amazing for a school of its size.
I agree.
So that's Blue and Gold at the White, and that opens up this Friday, and the opening reception is 5 till 7. It runs this weekend, and then next weekend, the opening of Helen Cantrell, A Sense of Place, on Friday at the White Gallery as well, and plus something special when you get there.
A little bit of special, and actually, Marshall, Helen Cantrell's work is very special. We showed her for the first time in 2006, and for a variety of reasons, we haven't shown her since, and we are thrilled to have her back at the gallery. The work is absolutely stunning. It's visually impactful, and it has. She does two types of subjects. She does landscapes and cityscapes, and she's done cityscapes of six or seven or eight of the cities in Connecticut, and they are just magnificent. I hope that people have take the opportunity to come and see her work. It's inspiring.
Tino, keep up the great work, and we might remind people that also there's refreshments provided by Dino's tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I think that's also a big draw. There's wonderful pizza. Actually, I tend to have dinner. And Dino has been tremendous year after year, as well as John Borden, who has provided some of the prize money each year, and the Women's Club of Sharon that has been very, very good about donating to the art program. So it's a group effort, you know. It does take a village, and in this instance, the village has worked together quite well for almost 15 years.
All right, Tino, thanks for joining us today.
Marshall, you be well and enjoy the sunshine.
All right, take care.
See you Friday.
Tino Galuzzo from the White Gallery. And once again, this weekend it's Blue and Gold at the White, opening up Friday, tomorrow, 5 till 7 with the reception. Then next weekend, Helen Cantrell, A Sense of Place, also with a reception on that Friday from 5 till 7 at the White Gallery. More information, thewhitegalleryart.com, and also on Facebook.